This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The director of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday the continent is going through a third wave of COVID-19 and stressed the need to continue prevention measures such as social distancing, mask wearing, and avoiding crowds. He says of the 500 million vaccine dose donation announced Wednesday by the U.S. for the UN-backed COVAX program, only 200 million will arrive in 2021. The new U.S. commitment is to purchase and donate 500 million Pfizer doses for distribution through the global COVAX alliance to 92 lower-income countries and the African Union. The U.S. is now set to be COVAX's largest vaccine donor, in addition to its single largest funder with a $4 billion U.S. dollar commitment. The European Parliament on Thursday urged the European Union to reverse its position and support a proposed temporary lifting of intellectual property rights for COVID-19 vaccines, backing a push by many developing nations to allow more production. EU lawmakers backed by 355 votes to 263 a resolution on accelerating the global rollout of vaccines. The resolution says only a fraction of the 11 billion shots needed to vaccinate 70% of the world's population has been produced, and that relying on pledges of excess doses from richer nations is not enough. The International Air Transport Association announced Thursday its digital travel pass will go live in the Middle East in the coming weeks as Europe and the U.S. relax travel restrictions. Countries around the world are racing to adopt digital certificates in order to unlock expected revival in international tourism after the coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News.